Hey everybody, Simon Rentner here. Before we start the show, just wanted to let you know that our big concert coming up, the checkout from WBGO along with Jazz Night in America on NPR, we are coming together to capture a truly historic jazz event. Hugh Masekela and Abdullah Ibrahim reuniting on stage for the first time in 56 years to explore the music of the jazz epistles. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, I recommend that you do so. It's going to be quite an event. Tickets at thetownhall.org. Now, on with the show.
Pas de géant, tu as fait quand tu as compris que tu n'es pas là pour être ce que le monde.
This is music from Camille Berteau. Welcome to The Checkout. It's also a podcast on iTunes and Stitcher, produced here at WBGO. I'm Simon Rentner. Camille Berteau is a French YouTube internet sensation. Her career immediately blossomed after she made this casual recording of John Coltrane's Giant Steps. It was a test, perhaps even a challenge, to her strict music professor at the Paris Conservatory. He gave the singer a failing grade on her final exam because it wasn't technical enough. To prove him wrong and to prove a point, she made this video, Giant Steps, and overnight she became a world-traveling jazz singer. Funny enough, before she even made this video, the singer already released her debut album as a bandleader, Envie, on the established Sunnyside label. That's what you're listening to right now. Today, we talk to the artist about her unique story with internet stardom. Plus, here's some of her original compositions from her recording, Envie. Thanks for checking in. Whether it's the music of John Coltrane, Glenn Gould, Wayne Shorter, Ermeto Pascual, or Corey Henry from Snarky Puppy, no great recorded performance is safe with the French artist Camille Berteau. If she feels it, it could end up as a sensational YouTube feed in her YouTube channel and become watched and enjoyed by hundreds of thousands of her fans. Envie, alive, being alive, maybe being envious of giants in jazz, all of the above is the name of her debut recording on Sunnyside, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome Camille Berteau to The Checkout. Hey, welcome. Welcome to New York.
Thank you very much.
So one of the downsides of becoming a YouTube star and singing all of these amazing solos by genius musicians, we opened the program off with Ermeto Pascual, one of my personal favorites, lesser known for sure, is you don't get the attention you may deserve as an original composer, songwriter. So let's just begin with that. Here is Course from your recording Envie.
Oh.
That like, I feel like perception and you trying to define yourself as an artist must be even more complicated because you are involving all of these new technologies and new media and perception and and you know, here you are taking on these solos that maybe shouldn't even be touched, who knows, but you do them anyway and you do them well and you've gotten so much success from them, but you had to still make that one video. And it's like, should I do this? Did you have that moment?
Not so much, because I'm not very computer girl. I'm not very gift for all of that modern things, you know? So in fact, I just put this video because I was upset. I failed an exam and it was just to show to my friend that I was capable of doing some hard stuff. And I wrote French lyrics, which means, okay, I'm not here to be what the world wants me to be, blah, blah, blah. And so I put this video very...
This was the Giant Steps video.
Yeah, exactly.
For John Coltrane.
Without knowing what can happen. I didn't have any idea about views, plays, sharing. I'm not very interested about all of that, but suddenly when I put it in fact it changed my life, because I met so many people after that. I traveled around the world. I signed with Sony.
So I sort of had the same experience to what another artist on my show had, Jacob Collier, when he put up the video. I believe it was Pure Imagination, his very first YouTube success. And then he had in his inbox, he had like Pat Metheny emailing him saying, keep up the good work.
Exactly. But Jacob Collier, I think it's more sophisticated. It's very well done. For me, it was just with my iPhone in my room.
Yeah, you look naked.
But no, I was not. I was not. I was very. In fact, I have just how do you say a bustier, strapless top. Yeah. So I was just doing that for my friend, and I didn't notice. Oh, maybe they can think that I'm naked. So.
And so it sort of happened organically. Your friend sort of egged you on saying, you gotta just do this, or what? How did it come to doing it at that very moment? I mean, was it calculated, was it planned, or is it just something you
not
guys
planned? I used to do it many times. In fact, every jazz musicians do it, transcription of solo. It's a very common exercise to but for singers maybe
it's like in order to become a jazz musician you gotta play Giant Steps now,
but you get a
for
play
better for
you
worse
get study all the improvisation, but maybe it was very surprising for people, because for singer it's not so common to make this exercise, to make some transcription, and such a difficult transcription like Giant Steps. Maybe it was that.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of it in French, of course, and we'll provide a little translation.
Pas de géant, tu as fait quand tu as compris que tu n'es pas là pour être ce que le monde veut. Pas de géant, tu as fait quand ce que tu donnes vient d'ici, pas d'ailleurs. Ni de là-bas, et que tu sais là où tu vas.
Giant Steps, which you just heard, was Camille Berteaux singing the notes of John Coltrane's solo that lives in all of its glory in a YouTube video that went viral. Since then, you've dealt with this material for so long and thought about it, and there is this story associated with the performance of this original version of Giant Steps, which is going to be on your forthcoming album to Sony Records. Congratulations, by the way.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I tell the story of... it's very symbolic because I was in the conservatory studying harmony, improvisation, jazz. I was in Paris. And
the Conservatory of Paris, right?
Yeah. And for many months, I used to prepare an exam, kind of you just show your own project with musician, and I worked a lot for this with my own lyrics, my own compositions, and I didn't receive the diploma for this exam because apparently it was too theatrical.
Theatrical. Because you have a theater background too.
Yeah. So, that's why I was very upset because I spent so many times preparing this and it was very important for me. So.
And so your professor thought there wasn't any substance. It was all gloss. It was all like cabaret. It was like too much show, but not...
Yeah, maybe not jazz enough. I don't... You know, in... Every kind of music, there are conventions in jazz, in classical music, in everything. And
there wasn't enough Giant Steps in it.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, you're right. I think I put this video just to show. Okay, you want something very jazz, but I can do it. In fact, and I can mix
out of response.
You're
like, I can do theory.
I can do something very technical, very jazzy, but I can put my personality inside as well. I can mix, I can put my lyrics, and I can do it. So maybe it was this, and it's not so easy I'm not going to complain myself, but it's not so easy to be a woman and a singer in jazz world, because usually singers doesn't know how to read music, doesn't know how to the harmony, and well, it's not my case because I studied a lot classical piano and harmony, so I can hear what I sing. But there is a reputation which follows us, so it's not so easy.
Well, that classical Training is well exhibited on one of your original compositions, in which you celebrate one of your own modern composer masters, Eric Satie, Satie-esque.
Satie-esque, tu es fier de tes calembours que tu nous fais, tes nuances alambiquées. Satie-esque, les
We just heard Satiesque from Envie, Camille Berteau's debut as a recording artist on Sunnyside. So I imagine your father is a pianist, mm-hmm. and I'm sure he was like playing you Erik Satie as a kid growing up.
What? Exactly. he taught me the piano, so he taught me Erik Satie. Yeah.
So is there an Erik Satie melody, song, one of your all-time favorites?
I like the Gnossienne. It's not so easy to sing on the church, but
I think you gotta slow it down a little bit.
I slow down. Oh.
To really get that melancholic vibe of that song. I mean that melody can just change an atmosphere, right? It's incredible. So when did you first hear that melody? Did it just like, were you a kid? Were you just a teenager? And it just sort of like, oh my God, like this is incredible.
I learned the piano at 3-4 years old. So I discovered not just Erik Satie, I discovered all the classic musicians. And my favorite one is Ravel. I'm completely crazy about Ravel. I played maybe all the piano compositions of Ravel, and but I discovered lots of Debussy, Chopin, all of that. So Erik Satie is not the only one.
You say Ravel. I can't even know how to, I'm like Ravel. I've always used to say in Ravel, but you're like Ravel. You just I feel like I need to say his name differently now. So then when did this fascination for improvisation come into the picture?
My father is not professional, but is he used to be a sound engineer. But he was playing for his pleasure. He was playing jazz, and so he was improvising all the time. So I listened all my childhood, my father improvising, but I was a little scary to. A little shy to do it because it was his job. He was the master of improvisation. I was playing the piano, but classical, you know. I was playing the partiture, and improvisation is a very scary world because it's you give something from you, so it can be very scary.
Let's listen to you taking on another improvisation of monstrous proportions, here performed by one of our own peers, Corey Henry, in Snarky Puppy.
Oh,
So here you are with Snarky Puppy. Thanks to them for allowing you to inject yourself into this video that they made of Lingus. That's a Michael Lieg composition. And an absolutely formidable Corey Henry performance. But in a way, by you doing it and singing every note, you sort of make us listen to it a little closer. It's like the appreciation grows because it's like, oh, here's this other artist sort of canonizing it. What do you learn about improvisation by doing these exercises?
Maybe it's like when the job of an actor, you know, when he try to be another character, he try to be in his shoes. So maybe it's this kind of work as well. It's not just singing notes, but it's as well try to feel what the musician feel at the moment.
Like method acting.
Exactly.
Camille Berteau joins us on The Checkout, and we're talking about her debut recording on Sunnyside, Envie. I understand it sort of does have this double meaning of being alive, the idea of living, but also an idea of envy, being envious, and especially in the jazz world or music world, let's just say music world, it's easy to become envious of a lot of people, whether it's Ermeto Pascal, John Coltrane, all of these genius artists and musicians creating all of this incredible work. Who are you most envious of right now, Camille Berteau?
Well, I don't know if this exactly the same meaning in French, envious, because I don't like this word. I think we have all a potential we have to explore, and we don't have to be envious. And if you are envious, you break yourself. It's
destructive as an artist.
It's not a good way. No. So who I admire, who I think is important for me. But Ravel, I'm sorry, but Ravel. I love Björk.
You just posted a Björk video on your Facebook page.
Yeah, exactly. I love all the human being, the artist. I love Fiona Apple. I love Wayne Shorter.
And you're taking on Wayne Shorter composition on your forthcoming album as well, right?
Exactly.
From Juju. But a Brazilian version in which you sing Portuguese.
Exactly.
In fact, you do a little Jacob Collier-like kind of thing. And as
How
we
do you
all
know all of that?
As we all anticipate what you are coming out on your Sony release, let's just hear a little bit of it.
Pra ser sorriso, pra nos abraços, pra nossos beijos, para o que nós nunca viveremos.
Oh. That's Camille Berteau in her stripped down, unpolished version. It's so interesting to be an artist these days, and because you do this, and I know artists are so concerned about quality control, right? And wanting to make sure that they put their best work forward, always. But when there's kind of something directly at odds when you're just doing these videos and they're grainy and they're lo-fi and, you know, maybe you'll even be a little off key and on a certain note. It's not perfect, but it's good enough, I guess. What is that process for you and your thought? Like, how do you negotiate that, I guess?
In fact, I'm not here to be perfect. It's not my point. And it's not my point of life of artist. I'm not here to be perfect. It's not interesting to be perfect. I have to be myself, and myself is someone who is passionate what she's doing. So if I am passionate, I will show my for the transcription things, I will show all my investment inside, all my work on it. And yes, perfect, not perfect, it's very subjective. Some people we will think, oh, it's perfect. Some other people, no, it's not perfect. It's not the things. I don't care. In fact, I'm just doing this because I love it, and I love to share it, and some people love to see it. And it's the case for everything, for when I sing on stage, when I sing my compositions, and I'm not here to be perfect. And I learned something very, very, very important, that virtuosity is not perfection, is sincerity. If you want to be virtuous, you have to work on your sincerity, real sincerity. And that's...
I love it. Well, I think you are absolutely sincere when you take on, as we learn about you, Camille Berteau. You can hear the sincerity in your version of the Jimmy Rolls tune, The Peacocks, because Havel is all over this.
Sans un bruit.
Camille Berteau, thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to seeing what comes next.
Thank you very much.
Une étendue de plumes sauvages, animée par des personnages. Reflet de ciel et de
The Peacocks, performed here by our guest Camille Berteau, featured on her debut recording Envie on Sunnyside. Camille Berteau performs at New York City's Jazz Standard tomorrow night with the pianist Dan Teffer at 7:30. I'd like to give a special thanks to our production intern, Jasmine Murray. And a special thanks to all of you that have checked out our new website at wbgo.org, at checkoutjazz.org. And while you're at it, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher and share it with your friends. We're also on social media. Follow us at checkoutjazz, at WBGO. I'm at Simon Rettner. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark, and I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.